Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party radio show, and the Spirit of America Party book. You can find all our broadcasts on YouTube. Just look for Spirit of America Party radio show, Abutom, A-B-U-T-O-M. That is my handle. Abu in Gaelic means forward. Abu in Arabic means father. So Abu Tom is the father of Tom. I watched the final removal from a North Carolina a university of the base of the statue of Silent Sam. Silent Sam was the symbol of the Confederacy, probably a private or a PFC, and he was a fallen soldier. So after the defeat of the South, the Southerners looked around to pay homage to those guys who paid the ultimate price. And they erected on a college campus the statue of Silent Sam. And you can see it. I put it up in this video. But like today, most colleges are infected by the Communist Party or the Democrat Party, whichever handle you're using. And their goal is to erase American history and heritage, in league with Hollywood, in league with the media. They're doing a communist makeover on the entire nation, and we're in big trouble. When I grew up, J. Edgar Hoover ran the FBI, and everybody respected the FBI. And now I call it the left BI, doing their own thing. Sadly, Obama, the communist, had 8 years to totally infect the nation. And speaking of infection, you see how quick they're all running to sell drugs to your kids? Now the politicians are selling drugs. Governor Cuomo, who can't build a bridge, but he can change the name of one for his daddy, is bragging about the new taxes that they're going to reap in and pocket $200 million on recreational marijuana. You know what comes with recreational marijuana? Rehab units. And Narcan. Every kid will have in his school bag a Narcan pen. You're going to see deaths like you never saw before. Because I got a secret to tell you. All that fentanyl comes from China. The Chinese communists are the masters of chemical warfare. And we are the guinea pigs. And we got a lot of scientists out there, and they're all going to experiment. About 6 weeks ago, 100 students from Yale, the home of Nathan Hale, give me liberty, I regret that I have but one life to lose for my country, to give to my country. Nathan Hale hung in an apple orchard in New York. Didn't even see the United States free. And he gave his life, I think he was 19 years old, betrayed by a cousin. Sad, isn't it? There'll be plenty of betrayals by cousins in this generation. You can rest assured. So, communism has infected one political party. In 1976, after the head of the CIA, Brennan, voted for a communist for president, the communist president, and his name will come to me shortly, Gus Hall, told his party, get into the Democrat Party and take it over. Mission accomplished, folks. You're looking at the Communist Democrat Party, which is now going anti-Semitic and anti-Catholic. So, it is no longer the party of your ancestors. So while communism runs the American campus and students OD on fentanyl, 100 students OD'd up in Yale on one Saturday. Fentanyl, a la Chinese chemical warfare. We turn back to the Civil War and pay a tribute to the Americans who lost. From 14-year-old drummer boys to 60-year-old generals, America respects and loves you for your sacrifice. The communists will tell you all whites are racist, especially the southern whites. cotton only grown in the North, you would have seen Northern slavers. The South was dirt poor, and those who served as stars in the bars were mostly sharecroppers who did not even own the land they fought for. Many did not even have shoes. They truly were an American spirit, fighting for what they believed in and loved. Kinfolk is a Southern word. Buddy is an American word. Both have love in them. So the South lost and the country slowly healed. In memory of those good people who die on either side, their survivors erected monuments to their sacrifice. Southerners have fought before and after the Civil War under the Stars and Stripes, the flag they love and respect. And they respect it more than some Yankees do. It is the duty of every American to learn American heritage. When you do, you will learn that we are faster than most to correct our past mistakes. And we don't blame future generations for the past. Can you imagine how the communists beat down the German people today with Nazi war crimes? Guiltless generations are made to feel ashamed of their heritage, yet they committed no crime. Same with white Americans today. The race card is the number one tool of the Communist Democrat Party. Once that card is played, the victim has no chance of proving the lie wrong. Steve King from Iowa is going through that trial in the communist media today. His own party won't stand up for him, out of cowardice and being afraid of the race card. But one valiant soldier stood for freedom in his time, and this year he fell in battle again against the Communist Democrat Party. You will notice when fighting communism, the Democrats will label you not only a racist, but a Nazi and a fascist. They never label you a communist because that is who they are. There are only two parties left in the USA. Communist, a Democrat, Rhino Rat Party, and God's favorite intervention, the Trumpeteers. One man who stood alone against all odds and challenged the political pirates for the job of president. While liars and fleecers pocket everything from White House silverware to Russian payoffs for uranium to be sold to Iran, the party of death, the little children, paid $157 billion to Iran to pay Russia for the Clinton uranium mine, USA. And the big lie was they only sold 20% of the uranium to the Russians. But the truth is they sold 100% of everything that's coming out of the ground. It is sad. And payback to us will be nukes coming our way one day. And when you have forgotten, you were sold back into slavery again. To quote famous last words, I can't believe this is happening in my country. Never can happen, happens all the time. The $157 billion cash overnight faster than a Benghazi rescue could have built a Trump-sized wall. I'm going to break for a tune, come back, I'll finish the rest of the speech. Out of sight, out of mind, by the five keys. You're out of sight, but you're not out of my mind. And we took a hit in Syria today. So I'm going to dedicate this to the GIs who died in Syria.
Out of sight, out of mind. Oh, the story goes. You forgot. that you do. I sit around wondering, about your new affair. I should forget to remember and remember not to care. I'd forget if I could, but my heart is blind. You are gone out of sight, but not out of my mind. Out of
I'm looking at a Civil War picture of the fighting 69th at Gettysburg, and they're taking a knee for Jesus. Sure beats taking a knee for communism, doesn't it? Like the KKKK, the Kaepernick communist kneecappers. No, they're taking a knee for Jesus. They're pulling a Tim Tebow. Good luck to Tim Tebow. He just got engaged. He's a good man. Girls made a great catch. Parents of both families must be tickled pink. Tim Tebow is a role model. So, having said that, I'm looking at a picture of the Fighting 69th. And at the beginning of the Civil War, Lincoln was on the balcony at the White House, I believe, and he was looking across the Potomac. And on the other side of the river was the Confederate Army. And he felt very lonely. And the first fighting unit that got to him was the Fighting 69th. And then he felt a little more comfortable. But the priest is blessing the kneeling soldiers about to fight and die in battle. And you can see their Irish flag, and you can see the American flag side by side. American flag is always a little bit higher, in case you didn't know that. But anyway, and then down beneath where all these guys are kneeling, you can see horses pulling cannon and caissons, and they're all heading to their battle formation. So the priest is blessing them before they go to die. And they're going to go up against fellow Irishmen who did not land in New York, but probably landed in New Orleans. And they were confiscated into the Confederate Army. And there's a movie out that shows that exact situation in battle. And it's a heartbreak. So I'm looking at that picture, and I'm saying to myself, they're being blessed by a priest as they go forward to free the slaves. Their bodies will be shipped home to New York, and Silent Sam will be interred where he fell. Both are Americans, and both ought to be revered. When I see communist students tearing down that memorial statue under false communist propaganda tactics, I see my country being torn down to nothing. Sadly, the most almost extinct KKK used the rebel flag as their symbol. That is not what the stars and bars represents. They should be denied the right to wave it. The communists will tell you the KKK is a huge threat. It is nothing. That is blame and deflect, an old Soviet tactic. Rest assured, all we fight today at the hands of the Democrats is Soviet tactics. And all you got to do is go to NBC and you can see assassination by ridicule. Like guys Colbert, Jimmy Himmler. Yeah, you know, the regular SNL, Snakes Not Live. Unbelievable. Sad. Absolutely sad that networks are now propaganda pieces for the Communist Party. So, rest assured, that's what we're fighting today, Soviet tactics. And when the Communists win, they win. And when they lose, they win. Just look at the Soviet Supreme Court, the Ninth Circuit Circle. See how many Soviet victories they give their comrades. This week, the brainwashed students took down the base of Silent Sam's statue in the state he loved and died for, North Carolina. And nobody showed up to defend him except one person, one old black Confederate. He showed up in a Confederate uniform, waving the stars and bars to defend his fallen brother. Yeah, today we're not one from many, but there's finally at least one guy that's standing beside his heritage. So to two American heroes who will not be forgotten by God, I quote Rudyard Kipling's Gunga Din, though they beat you and they curse you, by the living God who made you, you are better men than they are, Silent Sam and his black brother. I said 40 years ago, when the last World War II vet dies, the communists will rewrite history. Have you seen any communist movies lately? You know, in New York, they don't even teach 911. But I got a memorial coin for 911, and you know what it says? Wherever the troops are, support them. And 911, we forget nothing. I dedicate this to all the Mexicans, all the Latinos who are going to vote for El Trumpo. And the name of the tune is Above All. You took the fall and you thought of me above all. I dedicate this to all the GIs and to the Coast Guard that's going without a paycheck. And I don't blame Bush. I blame the Democrat communists. They don't care. Care about kids. Why would they, you think they would care about you?
Tudo que se fez, bem mais. kingdom above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth.
You know, there's only one guy that's standing up to the swamp, and that's a big swamp, man. It's only one guy, and he's all alone. The rhino rats stab him in the back every chance they can. The communist Democrats hate his guts. They still can't get over the fact that of 18 Republican candidates, when they only had two old white people, and they call themselves the Great Mosaic. It's a white mosaic. In 2016, they only had two white people. And you want to know something? Bernie got paid off, in my humble opinion. He bought a house right after for $625,000. They sent $1.57 billion in cash to Iran overnight. And the mullahs called up the next day and said they were short $625,000. And that's a nukta. In Arabic, that means joke. So don't go quoting me as it's Bible talk. But Bernie did buy a house, and his wife bought a college and busted it out. How often do you see anybody buy a college and bust it out? Usually the colleges are busting out the students who are busy going to demonstrations and pooping on cop cars. And they're going to get three more credits for the course. they had the course. They ran the course. The course is over. And there's no free tuition coming. You want to see a revolution in this country? Let the Congress say that, and let all these politicians who should have to go to work every morning wearing pirate costumes, let them say that everybody's getting free tuition. You want to hear all the gunshots? Yeah, forget about it. It's never going to happen. Anybody that promises you free stuff, you're paying for it. Yeah. This is the same Communist Party that in the late 50s and early 60s said, don't trust anybody over 30. Now all those communists are in their 70s. Yeah. Are you going to believe them? They're over 30. It's a joke. It's a sad joke. One guy said, I'm fed up. I'm tired of looking at all this graft and corruption. I'm going to Washington. I'm going to be the president. I'm not taking a salary. I'm just going to come there and do the best I can to get America back on its feet. I've got bankruptcy experience, and I know how to rise from the ashes. And America is bankrupt. Before Obama came to office, our total debt was $10 trillion, and then he added another $10 trillion. What did he do with his $10 trillion? In 8 years, all government agencies are infected three layers down with Obamunistas. Look at the left BI. Can you believe I started to talk about J. Edgar Hoover? Do you know when they got J. Edgar Hoover? When he was dead. They couldn't get him when he was alive. He was too busy fighting communism. So now they destroyed his legacy. And how did they destroy it? They labeled him a homosexual. The homosexuals that they pretend to protect and look out for. But that's another race card. When they want to get you, God help you. If you got a gleam in your eye that doesn't look normal. Now they're going after Lindsey Graham. They're labeling him a homosexual. These people have no mercy. You got to remember, communists have no rules. First off, what was the first thing that the Democrats did away with? The Ten Commandments. Only one judge in Alabama stood up for the Ten Commandments. And you see what they did to him? They labeled him a Lothario. They had women come forth and testify against them, just like they did Judge Kavanaugh. They got three tactics: sex, drugs, and communism. And wait till weed is king throughout the land. Wait till you have somebody blowing that crap in your face. And you call the police and he's blowing that crap in your face too. Do you know there's a mayor's wife in a big city that smokes weed in the back of the police car as she's being chauffeured around? And all the cops that are chauffeurs are asked for transfers because they're going to test positive for narcotics because it's in their hair. And this woman's having a ganja festival on the taxpayers' money. It is really sad. So you know what? I started to praise Trump, took on 18 candidates, politicians, professional politicians, and he beat them all. He beat them all. Oh, he used his tweets. He beat them with tweets. He mistweeted those people. Yeah, he fought and he won, and that's the rule of the game. All is fair in love and war. Ask the communists. They'll shoot you in the back of the head first chance they get. They got to rent kids for conventions. All they got in the baby carriage is firewood. I got to play this back home in Indiana. I love this tune. And after it's over, I'm going to tell you, you know who loves this? Russian tank commanders. When they come here, first place they're going is here.
Back home again in Indiana, and it seems that I can see the gleaming candlelight still shining bright through the sycamores for me. The new mown hay sends all its fragrance through the fields I used to roam. When the moon is shining brightly on the Wabash, I dream about my Indiana home. Fields I used to roam. When the moon is shining brightly on the Wabash, I miss my Indiana home.
Now, that tune, some GI heard from Indiana heard that tune on a troop ship that was putting him over the side to get in an LST to take Omaha Beach and Normandy. That was the last tune he heard before he died. And do you want some Russian tank commander to say, I love the moonlight under Wabash? Well, you better bring the draft back, because everybody's got to know how to use a gun. Bring the draft back. Nobody wants to do that. Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter disarmed this country a long time ago. Comrade Carter. We need universal service. Patton loved universal service. He had the best of the best serving this country. And today, what do we have? We have a mercenary military. Most of the guys who were drafted were single. They did their 2 years and got out. 2-3 years, and they went back home, settled down, and got married. Today we have a lot of married guys in the military with their families. And it's a mercenary army. That's what it is. We're paying a certain portion of the population to take our place on the front line. And that's not right. Every American should serve his country. And you wouldn't have flag burners running around town. Not after 2 years of saluting it in the morning and saluting it at night and treating it with reverence. Today, we're all going to become Gillette women. Yeah. Mr. Gillette, you know, Mr. Gillette, he had a beard. And he sold razors and razor blades. But now the communists are brainwashing us while we shave. It is really sick. So, my tribute to Trump is he took on 18 candidates and beat them all. And now he's president of the United States. And Hillary had a fit. She canceled the fireworks. She wouldn't even say, well, let them have the fireworks. As if I can't be president, they can't have fireworks. Give me a break, man. Give me a break. So what do you think the jerks did? They said, look, Trump became president. This is not right. This can't be. Trump can't be president. He didn't earn that job. So what if he's working for nothing and he's there on the weekends, waiting for the Congress to come back from Puerto Rico and from Hawaii? Yeah. Oh, by the way, you know who's down in Puerto Rico with Menendez, the sugar daddy? Cigarette lobbyists. Now, why do you think cigarette lobbyists are partying with Democrats in Puerto Rico? What are they partying? What are they paying for? They're paying for legalized weed. Because they're going to make a lot of money. You know what comes after legalized weed? More rehab units. More ODs.
We have an opioid epidemic. Oh.
And then they have a fancy name for the user. We used to call them junkies. Because they turned everything into junk. So anyway, having said that, Trump is the only guy fighting for us. And he's all alone. Except for his trumpeteers that put him in office. And his trumpeteers are going to be plenty in 2020. So, here we go. I just got to find this tune. I just had it. America First. Isn't that the Trump motto?
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worse. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first. Watching the valley, who's in charge of it all? God bless the army and God bless our liberty. That comes the rest of it all. Him in his position of backing away. Freedom is stuck in reverse. Let's get out of Iraq. Back on the track and let's rebuild America first. Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it the most. You think I'm blowing smoke? Boys, it ain't no joke. I make 20 trips a year from coast to coast.
Beautiful. Okay. I'm just looking for some tunes here for you. And this one's called Hip to Be Square. What's his name? Huey something. And the News. That was the name of his. And this is a song about you don't have to do drugs to be cool.
Now I'm playing it free.
So, once upon a time, we have a friend who came to the United States to become an American citizen, and she did it through the Green Card program, and she did it legally. And finally, after 5, 7, 8 years, she was invited to become a citizen of the United States. And she went to the oath-taking ceremony. And at the oath-taking ceremony that took place in New York, there were Latinos, Orientals, Caribbean people, Russians, and basically that was the mix. Probably Africans too. And a communist rat got up on the stage representing the U.S. government. And he told them that they're going to find, this is not it, this is their day of joy. 8 years they're working, waiting for this. Finally, they're going to be real American citizens with documents to prove it. And this communist rat stood up on the stage and told them that they were going to be prejudiced against, that if you, if anybody slights you due to your ethnicity, here's my phone number, you call me. If anyone refuses to rent you a an abode, here's my phone number, you call me. By the time he got finished giving all the negatives to these enthusiastic people, and the ceremony was over, I think half of them threw the American little flags they had. They threw them in the garbage and they went out. Really sad. And that's what's being done. That's indoctrination. So, and here's something really interesting. A year ago, my friend went back to her home in Brazil. She comes back to the United States. She says, "Tom, everybody hates Trump in Brazil." I said, "How can that be? What do Brazilians know about Trump?" She says, "I'm telling you, everybody in Brazil hates Trump." I says, "How can that be?" She says, "They only have one news outlet. It's called Globo. It's run by CNN. I said, "Oh my God. CNN internationally is undermining the United States and we don't even know it." So, this year she goes back, she comes back, she says, "Tom, everybody in Brazil likes Trump. Everybody hates Globo. They call it fake news." How's that? So here, we'll give you a little samba, smooth samba. You know, some people call Trump God's intervention. We were definitely slipping and sliding into communism. You got to remember where Obama comes from. Frank Marshall Davis was his tutor. And there's something you don't know about Frank Marshall Davis. If we were ever to go to war with the Soviet Union, he was on an arrest list because he was getting paid by the Soviets. So I know you don't care. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
What good is melody if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. If it's sweet or hard, you just get that rhythm, everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Serenade, princess, you.
sayonara. We're going to close with a tribute to those who serve us in spirit, body, and blood. And thank you for your service. Thank you for the border guards. Thank you for the cops. Thank you for the fire department. Thank you for the mailman. Nobody ever pays tribute there to the mailman. And you know who needs a tribute more than anybody? And there should be a statue in front of the White House dedicated to them, nurses. There's no statue dedicated to nurses. Come on, guys. And don't forget to shave tomorrow with the Bic. The green Bic is better than the Gillette. We're going to do the Star Spangled Banner.